Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, fellow Patriots. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and Tuesday, day before Threes Day, alohas to you. I'm just getting myself situated here at stately McLean Manor. Pardon me, getting my tissues out in the wake of the latest news from the CDC that now we have new symptoms for the Chinese commie flu, and they include runny nose and nausea. So I have my seasick pills here, my Dramamine, just in case I feel nauseous, and certainly much of what I hear from the left makes me that way. And I also have my tissues just in case my nose gets runny. So we'll see what other new symptoms emerge. I guess pink eye and hangnail are probably next. Here we go, getting underway on Tuesday, the Bobby Mack Electric Radio program. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address remains, as always, bob@1063.com. Hang on just a second. I do want to make one adjustment here. There we go. I wanted to relocate the microphone here because it I was having kind of to reach over to get to it. So now it's more centrally located, and we are good to go. Hey, my buddy, Creepy Uncle Joe, the hair sniffer. You know, the prince of plagiarism. You remember Biden has been a plagiarist all the way back to his days in law school, where he did not, by the way, graduate in the top of his class. He did not graduate college with three bachelor's degrees, as he had claimed. He was not the top student in political science, as he had claimed. All those were lies. And then, of course, in law school, he had to do a big paper, and so he plagiarized somebody else's work, about six or seven pages of it, without attribution. And then, of course, you know, there was the famous stump speech where Biden literally ripped off, you may as well say word for word, a speech previously delivered by British politician Neil Kinnock, who talked about his family having been coal miners. Biden never had anybody in his family that was a coal miner, but he just took the speech essentially verbatim and delivered it. And he did the same thing to Bobby Kennedy. He stole lines from RFK's speeches. He stole lines from JFK's speeches. And look, you know, they had some pretty good things to say along the way. Some moving speeches that they made. And it's fine to quote them. But how about giving attribution? You know, how tough would it have been for Biden to say, you know, as former President John F. Kennedy said, or as Robert Kennedy said, you know, but, you know, he always is self-aggrandizing, wants to make himself seem something other than he is, which is, number one, someone who has some intellect, which he has never had. Joe Biden is dumb as a box of rocks. And so he goes around and he lifts things from various politicians. Now he has upped his game. Creepy Uncle Joe has moved from plagiarizing British politician Neil Kinnock, former President John F. Kennedy, former Attorney General and presidential candidate Bobby Kennedy. Now he is plagiarizing Chairman Mao. If you ever needed any more evidence that the Democrat Party is dominated by Marxists, by communists, by people who have tyrannical intent to amass as much power as they can and strip you of your freedoms and your liberties, here is the guy who is the presumptive Democrat nominee for president, using a quote made famous by the late Chinese communist leader Mao Zedong in an online fundraiser with Valerie Jarrett. And of course, Valerie, as you know, loves Iran. She was very influential in convincing her boss, the saintly Barack Hussein Obama, to give, what, $150 billion in cash to the mullahs in Tehran so they can have an easier time developing a nuclear weapon to use on Israel and then on us. Former President Barack Obama's chief White House advisor, Valerie Jarrett, joining Joe Biden in an online fundraiser. Biden, I'm telling you, they can't protect this guy from himself. And it could well be that Biden was not smart enough to come up with this quote, but one of his Marxist advisors decided it would be really cool to slip in a quote from Chairman Mao into Biden's remarks. This from Breitbart. But it's all the news services have. You know, the Yahoos and the rest of them, you know, they don't make much of it, but it is what it is. Joe Biden cited a quote made famous by Chinese communist dictator Mao Zedong, murderer of millions of his own people, by the way, during a digital fundraising speech with former Obama senior advisor Valerie Jarrett. Quote, "We've got to get real economic relief into women's hands now," Biden said yesterday evening to the 14 wealthy donors who attended the digital fundraising session. According to the Pool reporter covering the event, Biden then cited the Chinese proverb, "Women hold up half the sky." The phrase comes from a proclamation by Chairman Mao in the mid-20th century that helped grant certain rights to women in China. The phrase became commonplace in China at the time, often appearing on pieces of propaganda in factories or other industrial areas. Now, I mentioned Biden's probably not smart enough to be able to remember Chairman Mao said this. The Breitbart story concludes, the quote may be no accident. Anita Dunn, remember that name from back in the early days of the Obama administration? Anita Dunn, a senior advisor to the Biden campaign, infamously praised Chairman Mao in 2009 when she was Obama's White House communications director, calling Chairman Mao one of her two favorite political philosophers. You know what Chairman Mao's political philosophy is, of course, you know, it's communism. Jeez. So, way to go, Joe. There you go. It's nice to know that creepy Uncle Joe still out there influencing people, winning friends, and revealing himself. I mean, look, he's already been forced by the powers that be within the DNC to essentially adopt all of Crazy Bernie's platform, all of his wish list. So, you know, it's not that much of a step to move from crazy commie Bernie to the late unlamented Chairman Mao, who, by the way, was a pedophile. Yeah, didn't know that. Yeah. Chairman Mao said to have his handlers, the people that were his underlings, go around like some precursor to Jeffrey Epstein and round up all the 13 and 14-year-old girls they could find and bring them to him. Yeah, you can look it up. So there's the choice, you know, as we head towards November. There's the choice. And you know what you get when you vote for Biden. You don't get Biden. Biden's a idiot figurehead. You get Valerie Jarrett, you get Barack Obama, you get the whole kit and caboodle. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show. If you listen to these people, they'll tell you what they believe. 16 after 3 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. Be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back. 3:22 now here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday. The president meeting at the White House with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and the president scheduled to do a press conference about 5 this afternoon, and we'll see what transpires there and see if anything worthwhile comes out of that. And if so, of course, we will share that press conference with you. In on the text line, 71307. Don't you dare compare Biden to Chairman Mao's pedophilia, Joe likes him way younger than that. Did you see the video, which the publicity photo shoot with the senators during his vice presidency, whispering in the ears and putting his hands all over the little girls? Most people would be dearly conscious of not touching little girls. Yeah, no kidding. Most people would, but creepy Uncle Joe, you know, we call him creepy Uncle Joe for a reason. Bubba G's quote, nowadays half the women hold the fort while half the men hold their purses. Yeah, Bobby, just like the Democrats, to hold in very high regard someone who is responsible for the murders of tens of millions of his own people. Yeah. Oh, here we go. I hear from Creepy Uncle Joe on the text line, and I know it's from him because they always begin the same way. Billy. He always calls me Billy. Billy, first off, I'd like to honor Bastille Day by shouting out Hola Amigos to my friends in France. I hope all the good French kids got chocolate eggs from Robespierre, but I digest. Who does... sorry. Got a little frog in my throat today. Who does President What's-His-Name think he is? He communicates a prison sentence for Stone Phillips, a hardcore criminal arrested by an FBI SWAT team. No lie, man. The guy colluded with Russians by not socialist distancing and then lied about it. Real scoundrel, man. No lie. I'm telling you, someone needs to run against this president. Speaking of elections, I'm counting on your vote back to the Senate this April. April 23rd. By the way, I'm plenty smart enough to plagiarize material. I do it all the time, man. Gotta go. Signed, your friend, Senator Joe Biden. Thank you, Joe. Always a thrill to hear from you. Hey, Bob, I am told that the saintly Barack Hussein Obama has a Christmas ornament of Chairman Mao. There you go. Hey, Bobby, don't insult rocks. A few minutes ago, I said that Creepy Uncle Joe is dumb as a box of rocks. They can't help being dumb. Creepy Uncle Joe does it intentionally. LOL. Bobby, here's a question. Why do noses run, but feet smell? This is starting to get like Caddyshack, you know? You make a bull shot? You make a shoe smell? Bobby, vacationing down here in Panama City Beach, Florida. Beautiful spot. Some of the beaches at Panama City and Pensacola are as beautiful as any on the planet, including Hawaii, you name it. So why... when I'm listening down here, am I hearing commercials from Louisiana? I have no idea. My guess is that when you're using radio.com, maybe it's seeing the zip code where you're listening and tries to play commercials in that area. I don't know. That's just a guess. Bobby, now we know that the virus has GPS and a clock. If we can find a way to disable both, we'll be safe. Maybe we should take its cell phone. Yeah, the reference to having a clock, you know. Governor Henry McTaxter, I say, boy, can't get a drink at 11:01, right? Because as we know, Dr. Fauci has told us that the most... infectious time, I guess, is after 11 o'clock at night in a bar. I mentioned CDC adding runny nose and diarrhea now to the symptoms list for the commie Chinese flu. Texter says, hey, man, just as long as that explosive atomic diarrhea doesn't start, I'd say you're okay. Yeah. I believe that catches me up with the text line. Oh, no, here we go. Sorry, I thought I was caught up. Wow. Did you just hear Roy Cooper's news conference on school reopening? I did not. I was prepping the show here. Following the science to use Plan B, partial opening, or if districts choose, where's the rest of this? Or if districts choose Plan C, virtual. What science is this guy following? Certainly not the science that has shown the children's chance of having any complications is minuscule. Every day, Bobby, conflating new cases with a death sentence for us all. This is criminal. The goal is to keep us controlled. Now, there was a great piece today. There's a sports website and I guess either podcast or cablecast, the title of which, the name of which is Outkick the Coverage, a reference to a punter kicking the ball too far and you end up getting a big punt return, right? And they included this part of their show today, and I have the text of it here as well. The NBA and their very familiar closeness with the Chi-Coms, and it is hardcore. What they had to say about China and the NBA is truly hardcore. Little Annie is ready to go with the news. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk a little bit with one of the experts in Prisma Health about the quicker turnarounds on testing now. I know that some folks that I know were tested, and it took them, I don't know, between 7 and 10 days to get it back. Apparently, that aspect of this is greatly improved now. We'll have that for you on the other side. 3:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 3:36 now, 24 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show, Tuesday afternoon edition. And joined on the phone this afternoon by, from Prisma Health, Dr. Saria Sicasio. Doctor, how are you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm doing well and healthy.
Yes, that's the main consideration these days. So we've seen a pretty big evolution now. We have done here in the state of South Carolina what something in excess of 500,000 tests to this point. Is that about right? Am I in the ballpark?
Yes, that sounds right. Quite a few tests.
And of those, some 60,000 confirmed cases. And it used to be that all these numbers, all the metrics that we hear about, were kind of running in slow motion, because between the time of the testing and the time of the individual who was tested and Prisma or whichever testing facility was being used got the results back, there was what, 7 days and sometimes in excess of that before anybody knew if they tested positive or negative?
Yes, that has been a challenge for us in the past, Bob. As DHEC has been overwhelmed with the significant volume of testing that's been performed, the mm-hmm. good news about that is that people are being tested. However, the processing time that's required has significantly slowed down the labs that DHEC is working with. So at Prisma Health, we have identified additional partners, and we're trying to spread the love, if you will, spread the processing. And now with our local partnership with Precision Genetics, that is a Greenville-based company, we're uh-huh. able to get that testing turnaround time down to 24 to 48 hours.
Nice. I was not even aware that there was a genetic testing company that was located here in Greenville.
Yeah, how about that? In our very own South Carolina upstate.
Nice. Good to see. So now, somebody who has not been tested to this point, but thinks that perhaps it would be a good idea because even though they may be asymptomatic or they may have some of the other CDC-described symptoms, they just think it would be a good idea to be tested. What's the process like now? What can somebody who comes in to be tested today or tomorrow realistically anticipate that they're going to go through?
Yes, so I'll share with you, Bob, that we have two different pathways that we encourage people to receive COVID-19 testing.
Okay.
For those individuals who are symptomatic, any of those CDC symptoms, for example, fever, mm-hmm. sore throat, even diarrhea, or muscle aches, or loss of sense of taste or smell, we recommend those patients get an order and be seen through one of our drive-through testing sites, which are throughout the upstate. And you can find that on our website page. That would be prismahealth.org/coronavirus. Now, if you're looking for testing and you have no symptoms, but you're curious, we have partnered with DHEC. And if you go to the DHEC.org website, you will see the community testing sites that are listed. They tend to travel from one county to another as we try to identify those communities. They're right. at need for testing. And in those places, you do not need an order. You certainly don't need an appointment. And you can show up whether or not you have symptoms.
Gotcha. The testing procedure itself, for people who are not familiar with it, may not have gone through it, setting aside the waiting period, depending on what the line is like for people in line to be tested, the testing itself takes, a minimal amount of time?
Yes, well, we ask people to be patient. During this time, we are seeing unprecedented numbers of COVID-19 cases, and of course, mm-hmm. the testing has been the same. So in some instances, people have had to wait for over an hour. So it's important to get in line early, get your spot, and know that it may take an hour or so to be seen. When
right.
you come up to the drive-through testing tent, in this case or community testing, they'll ask you some simple questions to make sure we have you registered in the system. So very important that we have accurate information, including phone numbers, so that we can follow up with these individuals with their test results. Now, it is taking 1 to 2 days to get those test results back, and we ask individuals, particularly those who have any symptom at all, even if it seems mild, some people think they may have allergies or perhaps it's a cold, we ask that they self-quarantine or they isolate at home. The reason for that is if you're out and about going to the grocery store or going to a restaurant, and your test may be positive and it comes back the following day,
right.
you may have exposed many other individuals. So if you're symptomatic, stay home after that testing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, and to share with you the results, because I know people want to know, how do I get these results? Who is going to contact me? We do have our experts and our nursing staff and our providers that are calling back the results, and particularly with their positives. And if people have questions, if they're negative, we spend the time answering those questions and making sure that they understand what to do and what to expect going forward if they do have COVID-19.
Yeah, I can imagine, because while the bad news, I guess, the overarching bad news would be that COVID-19 is highly infectious. The other side of that coin is that my understanding anyway is that the fatality rate, at least here in South Carolina, the last one I saw, was 1.67%. But numbers are one thing, and with all the discussion of COVID-19, the stress level that's associated with the disease is off the charts.
Absolutely. We are seeing that across the board. COVID-19 has been extremely challenging, not only for those who are tested positive because of the symptoms that they suffer from, but the disease and the illness and the impact it's had on our communities alone has been very isolating for many people. So we encourage people to reach out, stay socially contacted, yet socially distanced, to be very clear.
We're talking with Dr. Saria Socasio. She is the ambulatory chief medical officer for PRISMA. I guess you guys have been just taxed beyond belief for what now? A couple of months? How are you all doing? Are you guys getting burned out?
It has certainly been a marathon, Bob, and I very much appreciate my colleagues and team members, and I have been amazed how people have just pulled together and we're taking care of our community. And yes, it's tiring. I'll be completely transparent. We're trying to provide additional resources for our team members to make sure they're getting what they need. We're making sure that we have staffing. We're trying to look ahead as we see an increase in cases and the need for increased hospitalizations, that we have staff available. So it's a constant process, and by the hour, we're making those changes and trying to anticipate what to expect in the coming weeks.
One of the things that has puzzled me, Dr. Socasio, and I don't know if you can speak to this directly or not, but we had heard in the early days, back, and I'm talking about now February and March, there was some discussion that perhaps with the onset of summertime weather, that the increased temperatures would be able to tamp down the level of infections and the spread. And now here we are, you know, in the middle of a heat wave. It's 90 degrees plus every day. And I haven't heard anything since then about that. Was that just a rumor or speculation or what?
Yes, unfortunately, that has not panned out for us. And I will admit, I was a hopeful, too. I think many of us were very optimistic early on and now have appreciated the reality that we are experiencing. And as we see record high numbers in South Carolina, Florida, Texas, California, and across the country, it doesn't look like coronavirus is wilting to the heat. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't like it's going anywhere anytime soon. Dr. Saria Socasio, she is, as I said, Chief Ambulatory Officer, Chief Medical Officer, I should say, for PRISMA Health. Thanks for what you're doing, Doctor, and thanks for taking time today to explain exactly how the process for testing has been speeded up and exactly what you guys have been doing to make that happen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. And if I could leave you with just a few words, to be safe. It's so important to remain healthy, to take care of yourself, to mask when you're in public, to socially distance at least 6 feet, wash your hands frequently, and follow those CDC recommendations. We'll all do this better together if we're mindful of what it takes to prevent the illness to begin with.
Gotcha. Thanks, Dr. Socasio. Appreciate your time today, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Good to have you here. 14 before 4 now here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on here on Tuesday on WORD.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back. 3:51 now. It's 9 before 4 o'clock here on the Bobby Mack Show. To the phones we go. JD has been patiently hanging on. He is in Greer. Hi, JD. Good to have you here, and thanks for waiting.
Oh, thank you, Bobby. You know, here's the thing. I'm not taking anything away from this thing. I think it's really a bad situation for people that have a bad health situation.
Mm-hmm.
How do people expect people to believe what's going on when they're fudging the numbers or saying people have got cancer, has got COVID-19, people have a heart attack, died of COVID-19? Here's an example. I have a coworker. Friday, his girlfriend and her friend, they both work together. They're in the medical field at a rehab center in Greenville.
Mm-hmm.
They were told they had to go get in the line to take the COVID test just to make sure they were good.
Right.
So they left, you know, a little bit early at the end of the day to go get the test done, got in line, filled all the paperwork out, and they got up to the thing and they had cut it off for the day. They told them, well, you're going to have to come back another day, but we'll go ahead and keep your paperwork. All you got to do is come in here and tell us, we'll give you the paperwork back. That was Friday. Today, both of them got an email saying they were positive. They haven't even took the test, Bobby. And, you know, that kind of stuff right there makes you wonder what's really going on, how many people really are, you know, getting this or dying from this. You know, all I want is the true numbers and the facts. You know, that's all I want. You know, quit lying. Yeah. I know it's all follow the money. It's all about the money.
Sure.
And, you know, and I told you the other day about it. They charge $130 per test. They do them every 2 minutes. How many millions of dollars a month they're making off of this stuff? Somebody's paying for this.
Yeah. The old rule of thumb of follow the money, I think, is still applicable in this situation as well. Health crisis or not. Thank you, JD. I appreciate the call. That's interesting because I had a caller yesterday who had something similar to say. And right now, in on the text line, 71307, Bobby, what about people signing up for the COVID test, leaving because it's taking so long, but then getting positive test results a few days later for a test they never took? It's happening. A different texter says, Bob, my mother had symptoms early last week. She got a test 2 Sundays ago and still has not gotten the results back. Just FYI, she went through the CVS pharmacy for the test. Another texter says, so Bob, my wife knows someone that had an appointment to be tested for COVID. She wasn't able to make it to her appointment and canceled it. Within a few days, she received a notice that she had tested positive. Very, very interesting. Yeah, it is. There is a TV station in Florida. I'll give you all the details on this when we come back with hour number two coming up, because it's fairly extensive, and I want to have enough time to be able to share with you all the data from what happened. But you probably are aware that among the test results that just increased, all the positive test results, people testing positive for the Chinese commie flu over the weekend that the media took and ran with, one of the states is Florida. Now, naturally, Florida, because you can't divorce politics from this, Florida has a Republican governor, which makes him automatically a target of the lamestream media. So all these numbers came back, and in a number of cities in Florida, the testing facilities that were reporting the results to the state health department, whatever it's called down there, DHEC here in South Carolina, a number of the results were approaching 100% positives. So they did some checking around, and what they discovered is disturbing. So we'll talk about this when we get back in the second hour of the show. And also, I want to share with you that piece that I mentioned from OutKick, the coverage about the NBA and their very close relationship with China. I know you remember yesterday we told you about the chicken skin Redskins changing their name under PC pressure. They still have not announced what they will name the team, but we did find some of the names that were rejected, and we compiled a list of those for you, and here are the Bobby Mack semi-professional players.
And now, here are some rejected new names for the Washington Redskins. The Washington Fredskins. The Grateful Deadskins. The Foreskins. The Washington Jergens. Sponsored by Jergens Lotion. The Nedskins. The Right Said Fredskins. The Potato Skins. Brought to you by TGI Fridays. Or the Red Foxskins.
Hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey.
Those are some rejected new names for the Washington Redskins. We'll keep trying.
It's a big one. It's the big one. Hour number one has zipped on past. Second hour of the Bobby Mack Show on Tuesday is on the way.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.